Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here with me, and now your chance to join us to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Today, not only will we have categories and questions and prizes, we also have the bonus prize and a double bonus prize because today is KTRS's 20th birthday. What exactly can you win with all of that? Here's the only guy who can tell you.
Paul, we are starting off with our normal prizes for the Harris Challenge, which is one dozen free donuts,
donuts
from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Peroni's Pizza, you'll get a gift card. They have three locations, one in Florissant, in O'Fallon at M&P, and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. From Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes for you to choose from. And if you get the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. You can go to candicis.net.
So there are the prizes and the bonus prize, but today is the 20th birthday of this radio station, the Big 550 KTRS, and we're giving you the gifts, our high scorer on the Harris Challenge today. Whether you get a clean sweep or not, if you're the high scorer, you will get this fabulous prize package chosen especially for you.
Right, Paul. You will get one pair of Cardinals tickets. I'm not sure what game. We will get Werenberg.
We're pretty sure it's at Busch Stadium.
Yes. Werenberg movie passes. You will get one pair of FC soccer tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a pair of Muni tickets.
But that's not all.
No, that's not all. We'll throw in a $25 gift certificate to Walter Noel Florist.
So that's what you get for the high score today on the Harris Challenge. And here's the first contestant to take a shot at the categories and questions. Hello, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well this afternoon.
I'm
doing fine. It's okay. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's confusing to me sometimes. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just enjoying the nice day today and looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. By the way, for anybody who's in town from out of town, this is pretty much the way our weekends are 52 weeks a year.
Yes.
Sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s, low humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weather all year long, but only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Rest of the week sucks. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And Roger, you tell me which of these three categories you would like to play with today. Have you been paying attention? Sports and politics, or because it's April 15th, tax history.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country was hit with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake near the town of Kumamoto today?
Tasmania.
Japan. Which team broke the Chicago Bulls' 20-year-old record for most wins in an NBA season this week?
Golden State.
Correct. The White House will redirect $589 from Ebola research to fighting what new public health threat?
Zika virus.
Correct. Which state is being boycotted by Bruce Springsteen and Ringo Starr, as well as PayPal or Deutsche Bank?
North Carolina.
That's correct, over their anti-LGBT law. Five-pointer now. Which presidential candidate says the first thing he did after his honeymoon was buy 100 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup?
Bernie Sanders.
No, it's Ted Cruz. Last night on The Daily Show, Trevor Noah had his staff go out and buy 100 cans of Chunky Soup and pile them up. It's 6 feet high and 3 feet wide. How did he get all that soup home? And what did they do with it once it was home? Ted, are you in there drawing a bath? It's a very special one, honey. Come on in. Let's see how you did here. You got the two, the three, and the four. By the way, that Golden State Warriors record of 73... That includes two losses at home. You know how expensive it is to take a family out to a sporting event? Imagine if you saved up your money to go to one Warriors game, and that was one of the two losses of the season. Wow. Roger, you got the two-pointer, the three-pointer, the four-pointer for a total of 9. So you're a winner, and maybe that'll be our high score. So stand by. We'll see, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, now let's go to our second contestant. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. Which category would you like? Sports and politics, tax history, or internet multiple choice service?
We'll do sports.
Sports and politics. 60 seconds on the clock. Andrew, let's play the Harris Challenge. What professional sports event was won this week by Danny Willett?
Masters?
Correct. Which presidential candidate's children will not be able to vote for them next week in the New York primary because they didn't register with that party? Which presidential candidate's children will not be able to vote for them next week in the New York primary because they didn't register with that party?
Donald Trump.
Correct. Who ended his 20-year NBA career Wednesday night by scoring 60 points in his final game?
Kobe Bryant.
Correct. Which former Cleveland Browns quarterback and his friends are accused of consuming drugs and alcohol and causing $30,000 in damage to an L.A. home he rented out for 2 nights earlier this month?
Johnny Manziel.
Correct. Which of these is proposed as the new name for the Czech Republic? Czechistan, Czechia, or Czechland?
Czechia.
Czechia is correct. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call the clean sweep.
Oh, my goodness.
Nicely done, Andrew.
Yeah.
So not only are you going to get the prize, you'll get the bonus prize, and you're certainly in the running for the double bonus prize with 15 points in the lead. Hang on, and we'll meet our third contestant now. We'll see if anybody can tie you along the way. Here is Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Plug something for me.
Just ready for a great weekend. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. All right, because it is April 15th, I know our taxes aren't due until Monday the 18th, but we have three tax-related categories left. One is tax history, one is internal multiple-choice service, or our third category, taxing people. Which one would you like, Mike?
Let's go taxing people.
Taxing people is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who rode naked on horseback in the year 1040 to get her husband to lower taxes on the people of Coventry, England?
Yeah.
Which St. Louis rock and roller was sentenced to prison for tax evasion in 1979, 7 years after his last big hit, My Ding-a-Ling? All right. Which one of George W. Bush's brothers was involved in a savings and loan scandal that cost taxpayers $1 billion? Jeb, Marvin, or Neil?
Neil.
Neil is right. Which star of the movie Blade and White Men Can't Jump did 3 years in prison for failing to file tax returns and owed the government $17
million?
Which U.S. president was forced to resign in 1973 over charges of tax evasion?
Go back to the first
one. Yeah, we're going to run out of time. The vice president was Spiro Agnew. The White Men Can't Jump and Blade star was Wesley Snipes. It was Chuck Berry who did prison time for tax evasion. And it was Lady Godiva who went butt naked on horseback. Mike, all you got was Neil Bush for 3 points. I mean, we do have a lot of prizes to give away today, but when you don't get past 8 points, as you know, you don't get prizes, you get punished. Here today, I would like to take a classic rock song and hear it lounge lizard style with the song stylings of Mr. Frankie Randall.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in your eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Okay, that's enough of that. Mike, thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend.
You too, Paul.
Dan, do you and the Upside Down Band do I Can See for Miles?
No, we do not do that song.
Maybe we can hear Frankie again in a minute, and you can learn the whole thing.
Maybe.
Let's meet our fourth contestant for the day. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, let's just say go Blues and go Cards.
All right. Which category would you like, tax history or internal multiple choice service?
How about internal multiple choice service?
You figure it's multiple choice. It's got to be easier, right?
Exactly.
All right.
We'll see.
60 seconds on the clock. You need a clean sweep to tie. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What cabinet department is the IRS part of? Justice, Treasury, or Commerce?
Treasury.
Correct. Which constitutional amendment allows Congress to create an income tax? The 6th, 16th, or 26th?
The 6th.
16th. Which of these states has no income tax for individuals? Wyoming, South Carolina, Delaware?
Wyoming.
Correct. Approximately how many people work for the IRS? 10,000, 100,000, or a million?
I would say a million.
100,000. What was the first year Americans could file their tax returns electronically? 1987, 1997, 2007?
2007.
It was 20 years before that. 1987 was the first year. I think you probably had to use CompuServe or AOL to do it. Scott, you got one for the Treasury and three more for Wyoming, but that's only 4 points, and so you also have to be punished by Mr. Frankie Randall.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play,
the little tricks you play. Yeah.
See when you look at me, how could I lose my way?
Hey.
Well, here's a look at you. You're gonna choke.
I think we'll try and learn this and play this tomorrow night at the Midway in St. Genevieve.
Good.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Jack.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Okay. You know, Pete Townsend, not dead, still turning over his grave.
Oh, yes.
I agree. That's about as bad as Tiny Tim. So.
The high praise, Scott.
That's right.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number five. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Not much. Everyone have a good weekend. Go Blues, go Cardinals.
Okay. Tax history is our final category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the famous phrase, what is the other thing that's inevitable besides taxes?
Death and taxes.
Correct. What famous gangster was sent to prison for tax evasion by Elliot Ness and his men? Correct, Al Capone. Which Beatle wrote the song Taxman?
Harrison.
George Harrison is right. Which war was in progress when Congress decided to impose the first income tax?
World War I.
Civil War. It was 1862. Which Midwestern state had a tax on bachelors in 1820? Was it Iowa, Missouri, or Illinois?
Illinois.
It was Missouri.
Dang it.
Oh, Mark. You got the one, you got the two, you got the three. Only 6 points. We have to go through this again? Yes.
Oh, I can see so far. You took advantage of my trust in you while I was far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got no more
to say. This guy probably sees himself as Tony Bennett.
But you still want me, that's as may be. Gotta stand trial because all the while.
Hey!
I can see for miles and miles.
Hey, don't forget to tip your waitresses.
I can see for miles and miles.
Here in the Cyborgs Lounge.
Beautiful Polynesian lounge here at Howard Johnson's.
Howard Johnson's. Mark, I'm sorry we had to do that to you, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I'll try. You guys do the same.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you, Andrew. You are our clean sweep, big prize, high point winner.
Awesome.
So in addition to whatever you've chosen from the prize packages, you'll also get tickets to the Cardinals and Werenberg Feeders and FC Soccer and the Muni and the gift certificate to Walter Noel Florist, our 20th birthday gift to you.
All right, that's awesome.
How about that?
Yeah, congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get all of that stuff. And if you want to play the Harris Challenge, you can do it one of two ways. The archives are available on my website, harrisonline.com. The live version is on your radio every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, available worldwide via the free KTRS app.